Welcome. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. Before we get started, tell everybody you know to go to LynnMillionaire.com so they can listen live and follow me at LynnMillionaire, because today's topic impacts everyone. And the reason I'm saying it impacts everyone, although the topic today, you might not think it impacts you because you may think you are either past this stage or this stage doesn't affect you because you didn't participate in this particular activity, or you somehow think that it's just going to go away. But this topic today impacts everyone. I have heard so many people talk about this topic, everything from news programs to graduations to specials on cable television shows. And it is the massively depressing student loan debt that is taking over the entire planet. And one of the reasons why it impacts everyone is because it's going to come to some kind of clash. It's going to happen at some time, at some point in time. So today, joining me with the million-dollar topic of the day, we are carrying on with what our sister Angela Rye spoke about on BET. We are talking about young, gifted, and broke, and I'm going to add, but not on my watch. So today in the studio, all three of us are young and gifted. One of us happens to be broke. All three of us are young and gifted. I have none other than my sister, MC Light, who is in the studio with us today. Definitely young and gifted. And I have my daughter, Sydney. Welcome to the Millionaires Roundtable. You are the broke one.
Hello. Yes, hopefully, but not for long.
You look happy and broke. It's like, what is going on here?
You got to, because this is depressing out here. This is so ghetto. We gonna make it through.
What, the situation is ghetto?
The situation, all of this, being an adult is ghetto. Y'all made it look so easy for us.
Oh my goodness. You know what? I think that we need to encapsulate that. We made it look easy. Tell us how we did that.
I don't know. Like, growing up, I just remember I just didn't have to worry about much, didn't have to struggle for much. But then going off to college and then really taking responsibility for, you know, my life, my finances, what I want to do with myself. And I'm just like, wow, I have no idea what I'm doing. So this is just a journey within itself. Yes, I am broke, but not for long. So.
Right. Well, considering that we are talking about right now, the average, the student loan debt is just massive. Right now, the statistics say that more than 70% of college students graduate with a significant amount of loans. I did not graduate with a significant amount of loans. I didn't have hundreds of thousands of dollars in loans, as most people or as many people are facing today. They're also saying that right now, 44 million Americans, that's a lot of people. 44 million Americans collectively hold nearly $1.5 trillion in student loan debt. And that's why this is going to become an issue, because at some point it's going to either impact the taxpayers at large. The debt itself is going to somehow be dispersed. Because a lot of people are saying, well, we should just forgive the debt. Well, if you forgive the debt, somebody has to take care of it. This is unfortunately not heaven, where you just forgiven and all of your past iniquities are just wiped away into a sea of forgetfulness. If student loans are forgiven, then someone has to absorb that. And I believe it's going to be the average consumer. But I think even beyond student loan debt, I think your generation, Sydney, the whole young, gifted and broke, epidemic is an issue because of the cost of living, whether you have student loans or not. Because, you know, one of the things that I say to people is one of the ways to avoid student loans or to avoid having massive debt. And we're talking about students coming out of school with $100,000 in student loan debt, $60,000 in student loan debt. How much is your student loan debt right now?
It's about reaching around 40.
About
30 to 40,000 right
okay,
now.
So about 30 to 40,000
And you say right now because there's also interest and penalties. Is that
right?
Right. Yeah. And I plan on, I want to go to, you know, grad school. So getting my master's, that's going to add on some. You know, God bless the people that want to be professionals and be a lawyer or, you know, a doctor or something like that, because then it just skyrockets from there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so 30 to 40,000 isn't terrible. Considering right. the school you went to.
Right.
Because you went, you know, you go to, you're an alum of Northwestern University. So with a price tag of $60,000 per year, you know, having that amount is not as massive as, unfortunately, what's happening. You know, our good friends, Leo and Faith, they came out of school, you know, over $200,000 in student loan debt between them. And that's the epidemic that we're talking about. And I took out a certain amount of student loans as an undergrad as well, which I don't think all student loan borrowing is bad. I think some amount of responsibility is good. But one of the things that I'm suggesting, the way to avoid the student loan debt issue, is for people to not go to these schools. The end. Because the truth is, the schools require, enrollment is a requirement. So what happens if people who cannot afford to go to school and don't have sufficient funding, meaning grants and a minimal amount of student loans, not $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 a year, but, you know, four to five a year, five to six a year or something to that effect may not be so terrible. But what happens when people say no and stop going to these schools?
I guess you'll get an influx of people going to school at, you know, community colleges, which is great because then it may even bring more money into those schools so that they can prep and have even more to offer their student body.
I think that's a great, what do you think about that? I mean, yeah. What if the average, I don't know if you have any numbers for some of your peers potentially at Northwestern or either other schools like University of Chicago, but let's talk about the top tier. You know, where, you know, you're born and your parents want you to go to this great school. But I mean, you got a pretty much a full scholarship
right.
To attend Northwestern University. And the amount of money that you borrowed was for additional incidentals, refund check, you know, whatever the case
right.
may be. But unfortunately, many students and their parents are taking equity out of their homes and going to get private loans to fund just the tuition portion of it. What happens if people stop going to these schools because they simply can't afford it? That's what I'm calling for. I'm saying don't go.
Yeah. I mean, community college, I have nothing against community colleges at all. I think a lot. I think the problem with our generation is mainly the name. Because if you go to community college, you feel as if like it's not a big enough name. Like, I have these big dreams. I want to do this. And if they see this, if they see this specific kind of school, then they might not, it might be harder for me to get to where I want to go. So that may be one thing a student may be struggling with. But I'm all for just going to a cheaper school. Like, it really doesn't matter at this point because you can't really do anything with the bachelor's anyway.
Wow. So that is an issue, that you can't do anything with a bachelor's degree. Like, you made a choice. You were enrolled in college and then made a choice to do something different. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, luckily for me, well, I shouldn't say luckily. I was blessed enough to prepare for a moment. And when I auditioned for that moment, I got a record deal and I was still enrolled to go to school. However, there was a tour that was being offered to me to go to Denmark, to Copenhagen, and I had to really make a decision. And I had already lost my deposit at Norfolk State University. I started, I went to Hunter College in Manhattan for 2 days and then was met with this offering. So for me, it was just a matter of following my dream. You know, what else was I going to do that would bring me as much joy as what it was that I was doing in entertainment?
Well, I have to say right now, we have to just give a global thank you to Miss Constance Moore for allowing you to go after your dream, because that is one of the issues. We are talking about being young, gifted, and broke, but I say, but not on my watch, not with the Millionaires Roundtable here creating millionaires one family at a time. And I am saying to eradicate student loan debt, don't go. And I'm saying to parents, let's do more of helping our kids to follow their dreams. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. We have to take a break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. I have MC Light and my daughter, Sydney Richardson, here in the studio with me today. And we are talking about the show that Angela Rye did on BET, Young, Gifted, and Black. I'm adding the tagline, but not on my watch.
Young, Gifted, and Broke.
Young, Gifted, and Broke.
Right.
And Black.
Right.
But not on my watch.
No.
How about that? Yeah. And I'm not broke. You're not broke. She's broke. So let's just all be clear about who's broke here in the studio. But no, not for long. Not for long.
Circumstances are just what they are this minute.
Right.
You're striving.
Yeah, you're striving to get to the next level. And really, there's no other way to be. I mean, you know, at one point in time, Mark Zuckerberg was young, gifted, and broke. Mm-hmm. At one point in time, Oprah was young, gifted, and broke. Mm-hmm. At one time, Bill Gates was young, gifted, and broke.
Yep.
And so the whole idea is to stay young in it. And that's why I said all three of us are young, because as I was thinking about this, I was like, well, she's young. I was like, oh, no, I'm young, too.
Okay.
Oh, yes, and I'm still gifted.
Right, because you're 35 again.
Yeah, I'm 35 till I'm 65.
Right.
That's just how that's going down.
Okay.
And yeah, it was 45, but I just decided to delete 10 more years just because I can do that.
Right.
So how do we avoid college debt? I'm telling people, don't go.
Don't go.
Parents. And I think parents are the ones to set the tone, because when my children were growing up, they understood that in our household, you know, as the Bible says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Yes.
Well, guess what? As for me and my house, school is free. If you get A's, you go to school for free. If you get C's or D's or whatever, then you're going to the free school. Either way, uh-huh. It's going to be free for me.
Yeah.
And so what I say to that is, you tell your child, you get an education, you get good grades, you learn a sport, you kick, swim, jump, fly, whatever you can do,
yeah,
that they are passing out scholarships for, and you will get to go to school for free. So, you know, I was born and raised in Chicago in the projects. My grandmother did not have money to send me to school,
mm-hmm.
but I knew I wanted to not only get an education, I knew I wanted to get a quality education. And I knew I wanted to get an education that when I said to someone, this is the education I have, I wanted it to matter.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, mm-hmm. that meant going to an elite school. And thank God for my aunt Diane, my godmama Diane, our dance teacher in high school. Thank God she told me to apply to Northwestern because I wasn't interested.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is something that's important for all of us to talk about. I wasn't interested in Northwestern, not because it wasn't a great school. As a matter of fact, it just slid into the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's been edging up from number 12 for many years, and now I think it's the number 9 school, according to the Best Colleges and Schools report. But I said all of that to say I didn't want to go because it was close to home. You see, not only are these young people gifted and broke, they dumb too. You know, it's something a little off with them. And so we have to pull them back. So I had to be pulled back into reality. And I'll never forget,
I took so much great care in applying to WashU. I took great care in applying to Princeton. I took great care in applying to Drew, which, by the way, gave me a full ride and then some on top of that. I was like, my Northwestern, I was like, okay, whatever, let me just go on and submit it. And lo and behold, I got accepted, but I got accepted with a full ride. So what I'm saying is, if you get a full ride, then go. If you don't get a full ride, you stay home. You go to the community college. You go to the state school. You then transfer to another school when your grades support you transferring and when it's not going to cause a financial burden. But the biggest thing, and my grandmother definitely supported my dreams, whether it was me going to a cheerleading competition across the country or whether it was me wanting to organize something, she found a way for my dreams to come into fruition. And so, Light, for you, I think it's really important that the world knows and understands that because your mother, although education, you had to write an essay for everything you wanted to do, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, she studied to be a professor, and I was one of her number one students. And so
you were her only student.
Okay, yeah. I was her only student.
Yeah.
And so for that reason, education was number one in our household. There
yeah.
was no ifs, ands, buts about it. And so for me, going to school was a big deal. And I remember like getting my money together and sending my deposit to attend Norfolk State University. And that was indeed a way. And it was something that I would have had to pay for. But then when I got my record deal in the middle of that, my mom sat down, like many should with their kids, to let them know that going away isn't always the answer. As you just suggested, if it's not paid for, what are you going all the way out there for?
Yeah.
And so she said to me, her opinion, I would feel much better if you were closer so
yeah.
that I could keep an eye on what's happening, you with this record deal, you driving. Like, it was a lot of movement towards being an adult that was about to happen all at once.
Yeah.
And she felt like that might be a little bit of a strain, more on her than me, honestly.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
just to think of her
well,
daughter
the worry.
In the world
yeah.
doing all of that. And so I wound up going to Hunter for 2 days.
Yeah.
But I still was open for the experience of not only attending school, but staying home.
But I need the world to understand just how forward thinking your mother had to be. Mm-hmm. Just how completely outside of the box this was. This isn't 2019 where you see hip hop artists becoming millionaires and trillionaires and, you know, living the lives of that many people dream of. This was in 1988. When hip hop was not even really considered to be a serious genre of music. Mm-hmm. And your mother said, let's put college on hold. So you got the call, you got the record deal. Mm-hmm. And your mom said, let's put college on hold. It's okay for you to go on tour. That's a miracle.
Well, I mean, it's just an attest.
A testament.
It's a testament to a lot of things that she was very open about, you know, especially as it relates to me and talent. Her taking me to exhibits and museums and shows and theater and putting me in classes for art and music and voice and dance. And, you know, those were things that she was an artist.
Yeah. Now, so was she paying for these things? Because all the stuff that you're saying
free.
Right now. Okay, so it was all free.
Free 99.
Yeah,
$3.99.
It wasn't the $3,000 bill that I had towed my children to cheerleading competitions and ballet clubs.
Right.
$3,000 a month.
Right.
Right? Because
right.
I was taking my children and then all the other straggling children who couldn't afford to go. And
yeah.
if somebody else's child couldn't pay for something, I did. You know, and this was all free.
Right. And the reason why I say it's a testament is because she herself was an artist. She was a playwright. She was an actress. She did all of her high school plays. She did. And then she fell in love.
Yeah.
And had me.
Right.
And so I changed the trajectory of her life completely. And so she wanted to give me all of the things that she didn't have in order to succeed.
And the beautiful thing that I love that your mother gave you that she didn't have was she actually gave you a real opportunity. She did not box it up into a college degree and force you to go and miss becoming NC Light. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. We're talking about young, gifted, and broke, but not on my watch. Don't turn that dial. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123, extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123, extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, one dollar at a time, one dime at a time. And we can't do it if everybody is young, gifted, and broke from student loan debt, from college debt, from dreams not realized, and from misguided and misappropriated attempts to push people into a direction that we believe they should be in, but perhaps they should not. I am here in the studio with MC Light and also my daughter, Sydney Richardson, and we're all young and gifted, and I'm going to speak those things that are not as though they were, and none of us are broke. Because the truth is, Sydney, despite the fact that you are not necessarily settled where you want to be in life, and the truth is, I don't know many 23-year-olds who are. I was married and expecting you and had a degree, but I certainly wasn't settled. I'd suffered from postpartum depression. And really, I understood just within the past year. I remember now when I woke up, out of this deep sleep of trying to figure out what life really was. Because, Sydney, like you, I was like, wait, hold on. This is what being an adult is about? This is what I was... You know, I remember going to the Kingdom Hall sometimes with my grandmother, and I remember always passing by this donut shop, and it had a red awning, and the donuts were so good, and sometimes we'd get donuts, and sometimes we would not. And I remember thinking, I can't wait until I'm grown so I can buy as many donuts as I want. No, that was like, I wanted to be able to, if I wanted to go, I didn't have to wait on an adult to decide that they wanted to, they had enough money, or it was in my best interest.
Right, you got donut money?
Right, you got, oh, so you've heard me say that.
Right, yeah. You got McDonald's money?
You got McDonald's money? You got donut money? So I remember growing up wanting to be an adult, and then I remember eating home run and pizza, and I remember sometimes every now and then my mom would bring home shrimp, or she'd bring home Garrett's popcorn. Mm-hmm. She'd bring home Garrett's popcorn like 3 or 4 times a year. But I thought, why can't we have this every day?
Right.
You know, so I wanted to be an adult so I can make my own eating decisions. Right. I remember that was huge. But what I did not bargain for was that I'd have to pay bills. And they'd come every month.
Uh-huh.
Every month.
Every month.
They don't miss it. No discount codes. No, we're going to let you slide this month.
Yeah, like you get a bill from, you know, the electric company saying, you know what? Last month's electricity was free. And I remember you saying that, Sydney, because, you know, you've been here and you've been working in the business, traveling the globe. And I remember you saying something about you didn't like being an adult.
No, I was just like, you know, I've taken this into much consideration and let's just return to sender because this is not for me.
So this is what I want to know. When you say return you to sender, what sender are you talking about?
I don't know.
Because Demetrius and I, we are footloose and fancy free.
I don't know. But Lord, make it happen because this is ridiculous. I did not expect this. This is like, and it's not so much like other responsibility because, you know, with age, it comes responsibility, but it's just like where I'm, especially with us young people just graduated, it's so hard to get like a good job, to have any kind of lifestyle. I done grown up and I've traveled all around the world and been in cheerleading competitions and stuff, and now I'm broke. Like I'm putting pennies together.
Right. Like your life, lunch. Your life as a as an adult is worse than your life as a kid.
Yes, it is. I am so confused and baffled.
But the truth is, you know something. So yes. As long as you know something and you allow yourself to be used, you move into your purpose, there is hope.
Yes.
There is hope. It's not like you wasted a whole lot of time doing nothing.
Right? Yeah.
You have acquired some things that allows you to get into a competitive field so that you can show up and show out. And being under the tutelage of your mom, that is no easy feat.
It's not.
But what it does give you is strategy and a skill set.
Oh, if you could survive Lynn Richardson, you could do anything.
Yes.
You can be a prisoner of war. You can do it. You can do anything. You can survive anything if you can survive Lynn Richardson.
I mean, yes, I agree. I totally agree. But I mean, all of this, all of the tools, all of the skills that I've acquired since working for you all and working for the business, it's definitely put me in a position where if I graduate or not, if I continue my education or not, I know that my skill set is down pat, and I know that I can go into the working field and be confident in what I have to offer.
You are a rare individual. First of all, you can write a whole paragraph that is grammatically intact and properly punctuated, and it's because I never allowed my children to send me short text messages. So you all got your first cell phones, I think. I don't know, what were you, 11?
I was like in third grade.
Oh, 8? You were that young?
Yeah.
Wow, I was that liberal, huh? Okay. All right. So you got your first cell phones, and I remember you all graduating to iPhones. But the one thing that I was consistent about, and I remember when I started working with you, Light, in 2012, I said, oh, my children cannot short text me.
Right.
Like using the letter U in place of the word Y-O-U, mm-hmm. or using the letter R in place of the word R, A-R-E. Mm-hmm. They had to use apostrophes, mm-hmm. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. Mm-hmm. They had to type text messages to me, complete sentences with capital letters and periods and question marks. Mm-hmm. I didn't play that. And even now to this day, sometimes when we're in the group text, I want to text them short text, but I can't do it. I've already set a precedent. Now, every now and then I might say something like, oh, did you see so-and-so on the gram? And my kids are like, the gram? I'm like, yeah, isn't that what it is? And they're looking at me like I got 15 heads. Like, I can't say the slang words that I helped to create.
Who taught you that? Yeah.
That's what you all wonder about us. You're like wondering.
No, not us, you.
It's okay for Light to say it?
I don't
say it. Nope. See, she just said you can't say it either. You thought you were cool because you hip hop. Well, I just want to know what's happening on the gram. That's all I want to know.
I said IG.
IG.
Uh-huh. Gram, y'all, I don't know. I'm just like, who taught y'all that? But, I mean, yeah.
We're out here.
We were never able to text in, like, crazy. I can't believe we used to even do that. Like, looking back on, like, old, like, messages and stuff like that, I'm like, wow, we were so dumb.
Yeah. But young, gifted, and broke, not dumb. You smart. We're going to get to the next level. And we are trying to figure out how to get around the student loan debt. So, Light, it was a great feat. I don't even think we've really ever truly acknowledged it or understood it in the context from which it sits. And that is your mother being an educator, forcing you to write essays, forcing you to go to the dictionary to find better, another way to say I'm fine today, or I'm, she forced you to do that. And then when the rubber met the road, she allowed you to actually go and after your dream. And I think it's remarkable. And I think we would not have so much student loan debt. These kids would not be upside down if parents weren't upside down. These kids would not be living beyond their means if their parents weren't living beyond their means.
Right.
These kids would not be overeducated, but do you know how many people I know with degrees who do not know how to use proper English language?
What?
With degrees. bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, PhDs, saying things like, I seen. No, I have seen. Don't get me started right here today. It is frightening. And not using proper punctuation. And I'm not downing anyone. What I'm saying is, if you have a $75,000 degree, you should know how to put words together in sentences. Right. That is just, that's it, the end. I don't have any leniency, when it comes to that.
At that point, it's really about the quality of education more so than the place.
Bingo. Yeah. You just hit the nail on the head. Mm-hmm. It's the quality of the education, because I do believe that where you go to school makes a difference. Mm-hmm. I do believe that there are schools that are more expensive than other schools for a reason. I do believe that it is not all equal, that there are tiers, and there are tiers in many different areas. One of the things that I would say, if you are dead set on going to a prestigious university, because, how would you have felt, Sydney, about not going to a prestigious university? I mean, honestly.
I would have been okay with not going to a prestigious university. I just needed to make sure that the level of education was up to par. Like, I honestly don't see myself going to, like, and I hate to say it, but, like, the endowments and, like, the money that's pouring back into the university and that's being distributed amongst the students definitely has an effect on the quality of education and the opportunities and things like that. So I was blessed to go to Northwestern University, but I mean, I just needed to make sure the quality of education was where I needed it to be.
Yeah, personally. Because the other part of it is you don't want to take a really smart or a gifted student and put them in an environment where they're not being challenged.
Right.
And I've heard that so many times. I've heard that from students who went to the school that their parent wanted them to go to because that was the family tradition, and them not being challenged, quite frankly. And I think that hurts as well. But if you're going to go to a prestigious university, choose one with a high endowment. Let's take the HBCUs, for example. Taylor and Kennedy are both at Howard University. Howard has the largest endowment of all HBCUs at well over $600 million. Mm-hmm. The second tier school, or the second highest endowment for an HBCU, is, I believe it's Spelman, and it's nowhere near $600 million. It's something like $25 or $30 million, wow. Which means the alum are not necessarily pouring back into the institution. And so what I say to everybody with all of this HBCU pride, PWI pride, whatever pride you have, state school pride, whatever it is, show your pride by pouring money back into your institution.
You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON.
Loved ones, do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com, or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. Welcome back. I am Lynn Richardson. I'm your host, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time. This is WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. In my book, The Symphony, I talk about finding your purpose. And I think finding your purpose is something that people need to start thinking about before they're 50. You need to find your purpose before you 92, because you're on your way out of here. You need to find your purpose before you are 77. You need to find your purpose before you are 40. You need to find your purpose before you are 35. You need to find your purpose before you are 25. You may not find it at 25, but at least you get into the process of understanding what it means to do what you love. Because if you simply do what you love, your purpose is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. If you simply do what you love and what drives you, Mark Zuckerberg wanted to provide a way for people to connect. And he was incessant. He was consistent. And he kept trying to figure out a way to get people to be able to connect and to relate to one another and to be able to do it quickly, easily, to figure out what the other person liked. And look what happened. Facebook reunited people. I would have never found my kindergarten friends had it not been for Facebook. I would have never found my old neighborhood friends had it not been for Facebook. I would have never found my best friend and the bullies from fourth grade who are no longer bullies because they see me on TV. Now they think they my best friend. No, you were not my best friend. As a matter of fact, you were not nice. As a matter of fact, don't ask me for anything today. As a matter of fact, yes, I am still holding a little bit of a grudge, but not really a grudge because I got it going on. You know, but the whole point is you found all of these people, family members. They're family members, so it's not just long-lost friends. But he absolutely decided that this was going to be the thing that he put all his time, attention, and energy into. And just the other day, like I said to you, and I didn't say this to you yet, Sydney. I haven't said it to the world. This will be my first time saying it. Yes, I am, I guess, good at providing inspiration and financial information and helping people change their situation, but I'm not great. Because if I was great at it, people would not be in debt. If I was great at it, I would find a way to make sure I could communicate quickly and easily and people could have access to the information. They could click a button. And although we're working on it, we have the online school. We have online classes. We did a great Lynn Richardson Live. But what I am saying to the world is it's not great yet. It's not optimized. It's not maximized. And there's more that I see to do that I have not done yet. Of course, I am compromised with time and energy, and I'm an adult, and I have a family, and I have other responsibilities. So where I am right now is trying to figure out how do I 100% get ingrained in this thing that I love, and that is helping people to be financially free. So if you do what you love, the world is open and available to you. Because you were doing what you loved, like, look what happened. I mean, you are known and lauded all over everywhere we went yesterday. When we got on the United flight, you checked in, I was behind you. The one woman looked at the other, she says, is that MC Light? Yes, it is. So if we as parents teach our children to follow their dreams, I don't think debt will be an issue. So I don't think you're really broke after all, Sydney. Congratulations. You just graduated.
You have a whole lot of worth outside of currency.
Yes.
You know, you got a different type of currency.
Oh, yes. I like that. Yes. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Working out some.
We do need some green currency, though.
Don't need it.
Yeah, y'all going a little too far. We need some green.
Yeah, we need some green. We working on it, though.
But the truth is young, gifted, and broke an appropriate title for you? What do you want for? What do you need that you don't have? What do you... You know, what, because there are people who really are broke and don't have the resources or access to resources to make the things happen that they need to happen.
Right.
So what are your thoughts about that?
I mean, I just think that I just want to, first of all, you know, thank God that I'm not where I was a few years ago, because back then I was broke down.
Broken. Yeah.
Broke all kinds of stuff. So even though I don't have as much, you know, green currency as I want in my bank account, I know that this is just the time that will pass. And with everything that I'm learning, all the skills that I'm getting right now, it's all going to be so worth it in the end. Once I do find, you know, I believe I found my purpose, and I just have to completely walk through it.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, bring it into complete fruition. So,
Well, I guess you have. You working for MC Light and Common, and you're flying all around the world, and you're helping open schools and start justice initiatives, and you know. But it's, I mean, you're doing you, and then you're that mathematical mind of yours gets to be functioning every day, helping us move. So it's a beautiful thing. School is free. If your kids get A's, they go to school for free. If they get C's, they go to the free school. If you send your kids to school, consider cash, collegiate, achieving success through home ownership. You can completely eliminate your housing expense, which is somewhere between $7,000 and $10,000 a year, by having your child purchase the Kitty Condo, purchase a piece of property through the Kitty Condo program, very small amount of money down. Move in four or five roommates, let them pay $700 or $800 per month each, which you will collect at the beginning of the semester, just like they pay their housing at the beginning of the semester. Now your student doesn't have any housing expense, and they have enough monthly cash flow to minimize the tuition and or any other outstanding debt. It's real simple. It doesn't have to be hard. Parents, adults, get over yourselves. Don't try to live through your children. Let your children live through your children. Let God live through them, and let them live the lives that God intended for them to live. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. Follow me at Lynn Millionaire, at Lynn Richardson. Go to LynnMillionaire.com or LynnRichardson.com so I can help you. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.